Welcome to This Week in Lotus. The weekly roundtable discussion of all things social, collaboration, technology and community. Here's your host, Stuart McIntyre.
This Week in Lotus, episode 109, recorded on Monday, 7th January 2013. Looking forward to Connect 2013. We meet with Matt Newman, Per Lausten and Bill Macheski to discuss Connect 2013 sessions, announcements, tips, social events and hidden treasures, the recent OpenNTF contest, the Notes Domino 9 beta and new features and kudos badges. All that and more on This Week in Lotus. One little note, despite everyone's best efforts, Bill's audio was a little murky on this show. We've done our best but can't clean it up as much as we'd like, so please bear with us during the show. Hopefully it doesn't spoil your listening pleasure too much. Right, on with the show. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can find this and other tech-related podcasts at techpodcast.com. Hello and welcome to This Week in Lotus. I am Stuart McIntyre and we are back for episode 109 of the weekly roundtable discussion about all things Lotus and IBM Collaboration Solutions. Once again, I'm joined by Darren Duke. Hello, Darren.
I was doing some math and I think we did the first 100 episodes in 100 weeks. And I think we've done the last 9 episodes in 100 weeks.
I don't think it's quite that bad, but it's somewhere close to that. You're right. We've slowed down a bit. Trying to crank up the pace as we head towards Connect anyway.
Allegedly. It's only... I leave in 2 weeks because we go for a couple of days vacation before we get there. So it is really actually creeping up on us now.
It is. Isn't that scary? And I guess you've got presentations to hand in and stuff as well.
Yeah, I usually wait till they shout at me, though. So I get a couple of extra days. That's how you do it.
And who's your track manager? Is it Good Susan that's looking after you?
Else? Christian Halsing, Gab, and man. Paul.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be okay. I'm sure they'll let you have some slack.
I'm sure of one. You've been a show and tell.
Very true. So how's business? Are you busy these days?
It is. December's go one of two ways. They're either completely dead or completely blocked up. And we haven't had a blocked one for probably since the recession started. And this December's just been insane. And it's still going. And it's going to go, even when we get back from Lotusphere, we still got work out the wazoo. So it's actually kind of going pretty well.
Excellent. Hey, good news. Well, we're joined by three very good folks from around the community, spread all around the world, which is fantastic. So let's start with the guy who's joining us from Europe, Per Henrik Lausten. How are you?
Hello, Stuart and Darren. I'm fine, thank you. Good to be here again.
It's great to have you on again. Thanks for joining us. So do you want to tell us who you work for these days and what you do?
Well, I work for my own company, as I did the last time, and my one-man company, PHL Consult, and I work primarily with XPages web development and also on the side a lot of administration and traditional Notes client work.
Awesome.
If there's one bit of advice I've got for someone that says I've got a one-person company, my advice is keep it that way.
Don't do those nasty employees. Not good.
It says it was the best time of your life, and then you make the mistake of trying to grow.
And I think you're also part of a couple of other organizations, aren't you, as well? So Dan Notes, I think you're a big part of these days.
I am, yes. I'm helping organizing the Dan Notes bi-yearly conferences. I'm also on the OpenNTF board. I'm doing whatever I can to help with open source for the Notes Domino Connections community.
Excellent. And I'm guessing you'll be at Connect as well.
I will, yep.
Brilliant. Do you have a session there?
I have, yes, my first.
Brilliant. Well, tell us all about that in a minute. We're going to go on to discussing Connect in a second. But thanks for joining us. Really, really good to have you on, Per. And from Australasia, we have Matt Newman. Hello, Matt.
G'day, guys. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. Thank you, Matt. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. So what time of the day is it where you are?
It's, oh my God, it's early.
Fantastic. Good of you to join us. Do you want to tell us who you work for and what you do?
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on again, guys. Matt Newman, ISW Director of Education. I do everything to do with education around the IBM collaboration solutions and extended portfolio these days, and just spent the first couple of days back on deck this year doing my favourite thing, teaching administrators how to administer Domino properly. So that was a really good start to the year. Been a couple of interesting days down here with the fires that have been happening around the city, but yep. We're all good, and everyone at ISW is all good, and thanks everyone around the world for all the well wishes and all the notes of concern that everyone's been sending through. So thanks very much, guys, for letting us know you're thinking of us.
So the fires are nowhere near you guys, right?
They're about 50 kilometres out of the city, so One of the guys who works for ISW, his house was pretty close to one of the fires that came through, but thankfully they're all okay and no property damage, and they're back at home and everything's all safe. So all is good in the world.
Really, so we're going to go out back and have a barbie. Has a whole new kind of screwed up meaning now, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Fantastic. And we are also joined from the States by Bill Matuski. Hi there, Bill.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. It's great to speak to you. Now, I always think of you as being New York-based, but I don't think that's true anymore, is it?
Yeah, I just took a few weeks to do some skiing around the holidays, so I'm finishing up that little bit of tour out in Utah. So I'm from Salt Lake City this morning, so it's very early here.
Fantastic. And tell us what you do and who you work for.
I work for Effector Software Solutions, primarily myself, but I have a wonderful team that helps out occasionally. And I do a lot with IT architecture in the IBM collaboration software space. Administration, do some training, help customers that want to move their Domino and IBM infrastructure from Windows over to Linux. As well, and also do some development occasionally. I leave the web stuff to the professionals, like there.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us today. I know it's early where you are, so I really appreciate you joining. And as usual, we're going to run through a list of topics that we've kind of agreed beforehand, all the news from around the IBM Lotus community, but mostly around Connect, because that's obviously the big conference that's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. But first of all, before we go there, I want to just say congratulations to all three of our guests that are joining us today as being elected as IBM champions for 2013. Congrats, much deserved, all of you. And Matt, as the person on the call who's been a champion a couple of times, do you want to tell us what being a champion means to you?
Well, being a champion means that you get lots of support from IBM, lots of great contacts internally, and the ability to actually speak with a lot of people that you really want to speak to inside the organization. Externally, it's really great for customers to be able to have a look at your profile, whether it's LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or whatever it happens to be, and see that you're actually endorsed or recommended by IBM as one of the people that IBM actually consider an expert in your field.
Fantastic. And Per, I think you were elected as a champion for the first time this year, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And that must mean a lot, given how much time and effort you put into Dan Notes and other, you know, OpenNTF and other things around the community. It must be nice to kind of have that badge of approval from IBM.
Oh yes, I appreciate the recognition or the nomination a lot, because it somehow it means that what I'm trying to do or help with the community, it must mean something for the community and help out the community. So I'm happy for that.
Brilliant. And same to you, Bill. Were you a champion last year? Was it the first time this time around?
Well, it was last year as well, along with Matt. So second year.
Well, congrats to you as well. I really appreciate the work all three of you and all the other champions put in as well. So congratulations on that. And on to Connect 2013. I just calculated it's 20 days to go. That's pretty scary, I'm sure. Is it right that all of you on this show have got sessions, I think, apart from my good self, isn't it? So, Darren, do you want to tell us what your session is this year?
I've got to remember what it is. Oh, yeah, yeah. Policies. It's my policies one. Yes. Show and tell, which means it's very, very dry content, and there's only so much that even I can do to make that interesting. So show and tell, which is on policies, and it's going to be, I think it's Wednesday morning at 10:30, I do believe.
Okay.
So, which is not a bad time, actually.
Nah, it's a good one. So you've got a bit of time to prepare, and you'll be well into the conference by then. So
I might not have a voice by then. That's a big problem.
And Per, are you speaking this year?
I am, yes. And as I said before, for the first time. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm speaking on the business partner, the new business partner spotlight track. And
okay.
with OpenNTF as the business partner in this case.
Fantastic.
And I'm telling a story with Bruce Elgort on how we built the Collaboration Today site and how we went from the idea to get it up and running and from idea to roll out in a few weeks or a few months.
That's all X pages, right?
It is, yes. So that's going to be very interesting.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to that session. It's going to be good. And actually, guys, while I have you on, what are we using for session numbers this year? Because there's been a couple of session numbers that are going around for each session, aren't there? Four digits and an alphanumeric one.
I am fully confused about what my session number is. I'm just going to make up one. Mine's going to be 7624. Let's go with that.
Okay. And Bill, while you're speaking, what's your session this year?
I'm doing infrastructure fitness and design simplicity for IBM Mobile Connect. I'm co-presenting with Ray Winkelmeyer, who is out in Germany. And so we will be on Thursday morning at 8:30. But we'll have a good crowd and a big room. So we're excited. It's going to be a wonderful session. For anybody that's interested in secure access, with Mobile Connect, using that as a means of having your data out in on your edge server, a single point of contact for traveler, iNotes, same time, this product, and it's really quite amazing. A lot of the stuff we're going to be presenting is not documented anywhere, and we're working with IBM, the two of us, to get a lot of documentation.
All right, and Matt, we haven't asked you yet. What are your sessions this year? I think you've got a couple, haven't you?
Yeah, lucky enough to have been given a couple of sessions this year. One that I've been having a lot of fun with the last couple of years, so we're doing User Blast again. There'll be a fun-filled 50-odd minutes full of heaps of tips surrounding the new IBM Notes 9 client. And I'm also lucky enough to be presenting with Margot Ezekiel, who a lot of people may know as the lead designer for IBM Notes. She works with Chris Paul. So we're doing a session on customizing notes, having it your way and making it work for you. So if you feel like staying or hanging around a little bit later on Monday afternoon, 5 p.m. is when User Blast is on. And then I think Margot and I are on at 11:15 on Wednesday.
Fantastic. Brilliant. And is the aim to do that session without the zombie flu this year?
Yes, I shall be keeping myself well and truly away from Sharon Bellamy.
You did amazingly well to complete your sessions last year. So, hoping you get through it with clean bill of health this year. And you know, it sounds, guys, as though, one of our fears perhaps with the change to Connect was that the Lotusphere kind of technical sessions wouldn't be the same. And it feels from listening to you describe your sessions and also from the other sessions I've seen on the blogs, pardon me, and on the Connect website, that there is still a good amount of technical sessions out there, and they're covering similar areas to we've had in previous years. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I've actually run through the 400-odd listings that are actually available on the website and been compiling them into a nice simple list that everyone can consume. And having a look at it, a vast majority of the sessions that I've been looking at and very interested in are your typical Lotusphere sessions. So even though we're attending the IBM Connect conference, the Lotusphere technical track still features very heavily
with all of the people of the province.
And Darren, would you concur with that? I was certainly looking at some of the sessions that I've seen highlighted, that there seem to be some really good content out there. So some sessions that are perhaps different to we've had previously, more perhaps even more technical than we've had the last couple of years.
Yeah, I would completely agree with Matt. And one of the other things that I noticed was the prevalence of X-Pages oriented sessions, that there is a lot of them. And my worry was everything was going to be embedded experience, but it doesn't look that way. Embedded experience is just one of the new features. It's not the entire track, which I think is good as well.
Yeah, I agree, Darren. I see 37 sessions on X-Pages, but that probably contains duplicates, but still shows that there are plenty of sessions, technical sessions.
And one of the things I like this year is on the IBM Connect page, there's actually a Meet the Speakers page, which highlights Matt, amongst other people, Paul Mooney, Gabriella Davis, Matt White, and so on. So it highlights quite a lot of the community folks that are speaking at the conference as well, whereas previously we've seen maybe a lot of IBM speakers being highlighted, whereas it seems like that they've realised the value in the community folks that speak as well, and actually that some of those names are maybe bigger than maybe some of the IBM names as well.
Well, that's what I was about to say, is I think Paul Mooney is probably more famous than Mike Rodin. And that's nothing against Mike. That's just the way I think it is. It's I advertise what people are going to understand. And I think I don't know if IBM have realized this, but I think it is exactly what you say, Stuart. I think it allows people to say, oh, you know, the world-class speakers who we know and love are going to be there. This is yet another reason for us to attend Connect, and I think that's nothing but a good thing.
I definitely agree. And any sessions people have seen they're really looking forward to, obviously apart from the ones they're presenting themselves?
I'm really looking forward to the return of worst practices.
Yeah. That was going to be mine as well.
Seeing Paul Mooney and Bill Buchan back on stage doing that was one of the highlights of my very first Lotusphere 5 years ago now in 2008. I'll never forget the vibe around that session and just the way that those guys present and the content that they actually deliver and that feeling of relief when you walk out of that session and you realize I am not the worst admin/dev in the world.
Oh, when you realize you're only doing 50% of it wrong, that was what was my sigh of relief.
How about other people? Anybody else got any favorites they're looking forward to?
I always like ask the product managers now. Yeah. That's probably my favorite now of all of the sessions. And I've got to get some new questions because they're fixing so much stuff in Notes 9 that I need a new boshing list.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to the one with the three Lewises. Lewis Richardson, Luis Suarez, and Luis Benitez are presenting a session, which looks like it's going to be a really good one as well. So I think there's some really good stuff. I'm really looking forward to seeing the agenda and how it's going to work out.
And if you don't know what Pardon the Interruption is, it's worth trying to see if you can find an episode of ESPN's Pardon the Interruption so you can see what they're kind of going for in that session.
Absolutely.
It's one of my favorite sessions returning this year, Linux Fest. That'll be returning for its fourth year Thursday. And Julie and I have done this last few years to all things Linux, get some good brain power in the room. And Joe's not going to be able to join us this year, so Wes Morgan has stepped up and has offered to assist. And that is not on the track, the official track, but it will be Thursday during the lunch break. So get your box lunch, run down to Sunchow's, which is right next to Peekaboo. And anybody who's got enough munchies at 2 a.m. knows where Peekaboo is, because that's the only place to get like night food options at the Dolphin. But we're right next door to there. We'll have some signage out. So instead of going up the escalators, make a left, go around the hall. You'll find us. Bring your box lunch. And join Wes Morgan, myself, and a couple of the guests. And any questions that you have, we're there to assist and provide any and all things around IBM software and Linux. Like that.
Yeah, really looking forward to that, Bill, and thanks for putting it on. I know you've done it in a number of the previous years, so good job on getting that on again this year. I think that's one of my tips really for newcomers is I've seen a lot of folks, you know, book their flights for, you know, Thursday afternoon and need to rush off before the end of the conference, and I think Thursday is really one of the most valuable days at Connect or Lotusphere. It is, you know, with those kind of three sessions in the morning and afternoon, you know, we've got Garupalooza, which is all the best practices speakers all together on stage. We've got them to meet the product managers and then meet the developers and then the closing session, and obviously with the you know Linux Fest in the middle there over lunch as well. So definitely don't head off early. I think there's a lot to be seen on that final day. And looking ahead to the conference, you know, one of the reasons a lot of people go to Connect or Lotusphere is to get the latest news, you know, about the products. So it's really IBM's one chance of the year to really get the bigger picture out, you know, in terms of goals and targets and futures for the products. And obviously, a lot of us on this call are under NDA in various different areas, but I think we can talk about the bigger picture. So maybe, Darren, what are you looking forward to hearing about, you know, Notes and Domino and Traveler, kind of the core products? Do you see, you know, lots of news that perhaps hasn't been made public up till now?
I don't know if it hasn't been made public, because I think Notes 9 going into public beta, a lot of information has come out, and now a lot of it is not under NDA. But I just think so many people don't know about it. But I think when you get 5,000 to 6,000 people in a room, I think you're going to hear a couple of rounds of applause, a couple of e's and oohs. And the fact that they're morphing, I believe this is still the case. Again, it's beta software, so don't quote me. But I think they're morphing the Traveler forked code, where you could have Traveler UP1 or Traveler, they're morphing that back together, which I think is a very good thing, and not a lot of people have touched on, as far as I know, inside of the blog world. And then, of course, Notes 9. It's a massive change to the UI, and I still absolutely like it. I haven't switched back to the old UI. Old being, 3 years? So I think there's a lot of good stuff coming out. One of the things that not a lot of people have touched on as well is the new kind of way to push ID files out using SAML and that kind of stuff. There's a big cookbook if you're on the beta about it. And I didn't see any sessions about it, which was a surprise. I didn't put one in because it would be a big session. But that kind of stuff where they're extending ID Vault, which I think has changed everyone's life for the better. And that now if we can get away without having to actually walk around and put an ID file on a computer the first time you ever log onto Notes, that would really help Notes.
Yeah, I think a couple of the sessions that will be really well attended this year, the what's new in IBM ... whether it's Domino Admin 9 or Domino Designer 9, I know Scott Souders' session, what's new in IBM Notes 9, is actually running at the same time as me on Monday afternoon. So I'd probably head along to that one and come and do the repeat for my session if you wanted to have a look at a few tips in the new Notes client.
And I think the what's new in IBM Notes and what's new in IBM Domino, which are two different sessions and actually compete with each other, but I think they repeated 2 or 3 or even maybe 4 times.
Yeah, I think from memory, going back through the sessions, they are repeated at least a couple of times over the they're all on Monday, and I think they're again on Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's good news, because sometimes those kind of watch new in sessions kind of pass you by on that first very busy day, and then you don't get a chance to catch up on them later. So it's good news if they're repeating them more than once as well.
Okay, there is a lot that's new, a lot.
Yeah.
The feeling that I'm getting out of this IBM Connect, I almost slipped in Lotusphere then. This is the first one since my first Lotusphere in 2008. I was lucky enough that my first one was the IBM Notes 8 or IBM Lotus Notes 8 release. So there was a huge buzz around, and I think it was even so busy that year that they had to run 2 opening general sessions. I just get the feeling that with all of the new stuff that's coming out, especially on the admin side and especially on the dev side, not to mention the cool stuff that's in the Notes 9 client, it's going to be a really, really busy conference, and people should really get into those what's new in Notes sessions, or Notes Domino, And not only that, guys, don't forget the strategy sessions, which are also featuring pretty heavily on the Monday as well, because a little birdie told me the other day they're already planning the next major release of the IBM Notes Domino Designer client stream. And as Bill said, that's a really good reason for you to get along down to the labs. I think they're normally in Asia, just at the top of the lifts down in the showcase. Go and talk to the designers, because they're already planning and discussing the features that are going to be in the next major release. And this is probably your best opportunity to have your say about the features that you would really like to see in the next major release of the IBM Notes Domino product stream.
That's a really good point. Yeah, it's always easy to forget those labs, at the top of the escalator there. It's always worth spending time with the designers and with the developers as well. And talking about development, Pear, I'm guessing that there's going to be some news around XPages and Domino Designer and so on. Is there anything you're particularly looking forward to hearing about or expecting to hear?
Oh, yes, I'm looking very forward to hear a lot about the XPages changes in Domino 9 and also the Domino Designer improvements. Actually, I'm running the Domino Designer 9 beta as my primary production developer kit since it has so many improvements over the 8.5.0853 Designer client. So lots of good stuff.
And I get the impression it's kind of perfect timing around the Notes and Domino stream, you know, to already had a public beta so that enough of the people that are attending the conference have already played with the stuff and kind of know the highlights. And then we have the conference to hear about the futures and release schedule and all that kind of thing. And then it's going to be released, I guess, sometime relatively soon after Connect. It feels like it's the timing's worked out really well and that there's going to be a lot of buzz around the new product. And Matt, going back to what you said about the kind of 8 announcement, given this is the first time in 3 years or 4 years even that we've had a big announcement around Notes and Domino at a Connect, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are very keen to get hold of that latest information, maybe kind of go away after the conference and deploy the beta for the first time and get time to play with it. So it's an interesting time, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as Darren said, you know, the new Notes client is a very slick-looking piece of software. It's attractive, and there are enough new features in there that make you sit back and think, well, there's really no reason for me to slip out of this beta and go back into the production code. And the thing that I really like about the beta, it has been so very, very stable. And coming back to this was going to be 8.5.4, but then someone decided to make it IBM Notes 9. You've got to remember that this is a really mature piece of software. It's not really a .0 build out of the box. It's a the underlying software is extremely stable. And if you're already running something in the 8.5 code stream, you should seriously be looking at jumping onto Notes 9 as soon as you possibly can.
And that's worth pointing out, Matt. You're right. I haven't had a single crash.
Me neither.
And I've been running it a long time.
Really, and to Matt's point, is that goes a long way to squash the old argument that Notes is 20, 30-year-old technology that is really dated. When you look at it, realize that it has a wonderful contemporary facade. The motif is beautiful, but it's still very functional. And then with all the new features that many of the other guests today have mentioned, it really is a complete product, top down, left and right. And I think that's what I like the most about it is that how complete it is.
30 years old, I guess a podcast adds 10 years like the camera adds 10 pounds.
And moving on, same time, I think it's going to be an interesting product to watch at Connect. You know, the existing version of Same Time has been out for a while now. I get the feeling that it won't be too much longer before a new release of Same Time is out. And I guess many of the folks around the community are only really just getting to grips with the kind of web spherification, if you like, of Same Time anyway. So it's kind of, you know, there's going to be a lot of energy, I would have thought, around Same Time and what happens to it in the future with regard to becoming maybe more social than necessarily IM based. Any thoughts on that?
I'm really looking forward to the same what's coming in Same Time next strategy session, which I think is on Tuesday. I get the feeling during that session, reading the abstracts and reading the title, that they're actually going to outline pretty heavily what we're about to see in the next major release of the Same Time family.
I'm not sure if this is secret, so this might need to be cut out. But I think it's an interesting time for Same Time because they're going to replace the cloud version of Same Time Unite, Web Dialogues, whatever it was called, with the equivalent of the on-premise one, correct?
Yep, that's certainly what I've heard as well. Which is going to be very interesting because they bought in that cloud-based version from Web Dialogues, didn't they? Was that the product they bought or acquired?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Maybe 4 years ago or so, and now they're kind of taking the product back from being on-premise to being cloud-based for those that want a cloud-based version. So it's kind of a good validation, if anything, of the development work they did on the WebSphere version a couple of years ago. So yeah, interesting time for Same Time. Connections is one of the other kind of big products that make up the portfolio these days. We obviously had version 4 ship at the end of last year. A lot of folks are still in the process of upgrading to that. I know they're looking at a point release sometime soon, which will have some new features in, so I'm sure we'll hear about that at Connect. And I guess it will be a big part of the non-Lotusphere sessions, if you like. Obviously, a lot of the conference, at least the business-focused sessions, are going to be more social business-related, and I'm guessing Connections will play a big part in some of those sessions.
All my social stuff takes place on the boardwalk.
I'm sure that's true of a lot of our community.
Yeah, again, reading through the sessions and reading through the agenda that's coming up, there is obviously quite a lot of the Connect stream, as in the general Connect stream, which is all about social business, socializing your business. And it's actually really interesting this year to see the number of case studies that IBM are actually putting up. Customer case studies have always been a big part of Lotusphere over the last couple of years, but this year the case studies seem to be heavily centered around organizations that have implemented IBM social software and analytics and the benefits that they've actually received by implementing the IBM portfolio.
Another thing that surprised me was how many there were. Usually we see, you know, one or two or three or four, and it seemed to me like there was a whole ball load of them, and I think that's a good sign.
Really good.
Yeah, I think there's like 20-odd sessions in there just off the top of my head.
Fantastic. And Per, from a development perspective, I'm guessing, you know, particularly from some of the stuff that Niklas has done around integrating, you know, X pages with connections and so on, we're going to see a fair amount of information about how we kind of bring some of the social technology, whether it's connections or other things, into the X pages platform as well.
Yes, we have the release of the social business toolkit will probably mean a lot for helping developers connect to connections and do stuff around or between the traditional web applications and connections.
Yeah, absolutely. And Darren, should we jump on, you know, maybe Quikr? There's been one of the products that possibly hasn't had much news around it for the last couple of years. I'm guessing there'll be a lot of Quikr customers that are going to Connect wanting to really hear what the future for that product is and kind of where they go over the next few years.
Yeah, I mentioned it in my snarky review that, you know, I think we're not going to see Mac connectors for Quikr. And the question that I have for the greater IBM as a whole is, will we see another version of Quikr itself? And I think it's time to address that question. We kind of ignored, and we were asked, was the lack of quicker last year an issue? And I said I didn't think it was. I think if we have a complete lack of noise about quicker this year, then I don't think it's generally a good sign. And that's all I can say. And even then, I'm probably going to be sent to Guantanamo Bay.
I certainly think there's some pent-up demand to hear what the roadmap's going to be. So I'm looking for IBM to outline that. Whatever form it takes, I don't think is particularly important, or, you know, I'm not kind of causing a row about it. I just think that we need to hear what the roadmap is, and whether it's moving to another product or whether it's new versions of quicker. There's customers that want to hear about that. So it'd be good to hear what comes out there. And of course, one of the other big pieces of the whole kind of Connect Loadsphere experience is the social side. You know, not just social business, but you know, the social community perspective. And I know one of the things that I look forward to every year is some of the parties that go on and some of the sporting events and everything else. Matt, do you know if the famous Australia party is taking place on the Tuesday night as usual?
Apparently there will be some event on Tuesday night which may involve some Australians, but to give everyone a really big warning this year, there are quite a few Australians that are actually turning up on Friday and Saturday. And to let you know, Saturday the 26th of January is Australia Day. So watch out if you are arriving early for Loadsphere on Saturday evening. There may be a social theme around that involves some Australians celebrating.
So will there be any beer left on the boardwalk?
I don't think there was last year.
And being ostensibly British and being the fact that we probably created Australia there, I'm failing to see how we don't get in.
Well, you see, that this is a little bit like our 4th of July, Darren. It's the day that we celebrate the arrival in this country and saying good riddance to that really cold, wet island in the Northern Hemisphere.
And hello, mosquitoes, and death by fish.
That's right, mate.
But actually, it's kind of interesting because we're getting there really early this year, mainly because I booked the hotel wrong, but we won't dwell on that. But we, I think we get in the Thursday night, actually.
Fantastic. And I've certainly seen that trend over the last few years of people arriving earlier and earlier. It seemed to be that most people used to fly in on the Saturday or Sunday. It seems like more and more folks are coming in on the Friday or even the Thursday if they get the hotel wrong. So
it's when the husbands book. That's when it...
I mean, it's Saturday, I guess, is all about the Bold Party, which for those that aren't aware is a kind of community party on the boardwalk outside the microbrewery there. And then the ESPN party, which is in the evening, which kind of always used to be Turtles Party. I'm not sure whether it still is, which is kind of from, I guess, about 8 o'clock onwards in the ESPN club, but on the boardwalk as well. And so I'm guessing, you know, Pear, will you be there for the Saturday?
I will. I'm arriving Friday afternoon or Friday evening, so I will.
You booked that yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Ah, see, there's my Fred is correct.
So, Pear, what's your favourite kind of social event of the week? Is there anything you particularly look forward to?
Well, I've been to Loadsphere one time only, and that was last year, right, 2012. So I enjoyed every day had social events, as far as I recall, so... And I enjoyed it a lot. So,
as far as I can recall, what he didn't say was in the hangover days, it was Loadsphere.
I think it's going to be really interesting this year, the Sunday evening, because they're combining the opening of the showcase, which used to always be on Monday night, with the welcome reception. So I just can't wait to see how they've got that planned and whether or not there's going to be a huge migration from the showcase out to the beach, or whether the beach has actually gone by the wayside completely.
And I'll just put CNN in the showcase and they can come
bottom. Bill, can you say that again?
Yes, perhaps they'll just put CNN in the showcase and combine the party.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, Matt. I completely agree with you. It's intriguing as to how they're going to do that. Go from the, you know, downstairs in the showcase out to out the back of the hotel to the beach. It's going to be interesting if they do try and combine the two, or whether, as you say, it's all going to take place down in the showcase, which always used to be the Monday night thing, wasn't it? It was kind of a welcome reception in the showcase on the Monday evening.
And if I were a sponsor, I would be very, very happy with this.
Absolutely, you'll absolutely get more traffic on a Sunday and earlier. So that, yeah, absolutely, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, looking around the community in terms of stuff that goes on, we've already mentioned on previous episodes that the mini golf tournament on the Thursday evening isn't going to happen. I know Mitch Cohen. Yeah, we're all sad horrible. About that. So Mitch Cohen's has posted a couple of times in terms of that there may well be a bowling tournament. I'm not quite sure the latest on that, but I think that's still a possibility for the Thursday evening. And Bill, I think you've got something going on. Is it on the Saturday, the soccer event?
Absolutely. This year we're doing a brand new Saturday morning, Soccer Saturday, at IBM Connect. So looking forward to that. We're going to play right on the beach at the Dolphin, between the Dolphin and Swan. And we'll be starting at around 10. So come on down and cheer on some of the community members. We've got Americans and Europeans, and they're going to be battling that out on the pitch. And looking forward to it. And because it was asked, we're actually going to be throwing in afterwards for those that stick around. And even those, perhaps who didn't play soccer but would like to join, we're going to have a flag football game as well. We have enough people. So a couple of our friends and asked, hey, I've always wanted to play flag football. Is that something we could do as well? And I talked to the hotel, and they're game. So we're going to do a little both and just have some fun with friends on the beach. And I'm presuming that beverage or two to provide proper refreshment afterwards, and then head into that and get some lunch by the pool. So it's a great time if you're not doing anything. I know some of the people love to go shopping on Saturday, but for those that aren't, come on down and enjoy. It's a lot of fun.
And $5 for every Disney butt you hit with a football.
Sounds good. And Bill, yeah, I know you blogged about it, so we'll make sure we've got that link in the show notes as well for the soccer event. That sounds good. And of course, Wednesday night is party night. Darren's already mentioned in a previous episode that he didn't tend to go along to it. Anybody got any ideas for where that party's going to be this year? It seems like we've done most of the parks that are open already. Anybody got any insight there?
Don't care as long as there's roller coasters.
I think that's a key part, isn't it? So maybe, you know, Island of Adventure or somewhere will come back on the map again. I noticed they haven't publicised it this year, whereas a couple of, I think it was last year, they had it all on the agenda and everything before the event, didn't they? They certainly haven't done that this year.
And then last year, I think they said on the podcast, didn't they? On this one.
I think it was the year before.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, they revealed
when they liked us.
Yeah, didn't Ed Brill actually tweet about it last year?
I'm not sure, but it was definitely made very obvious on the website last year. So I'm just having another look now, just see if it's been made clear there now. I don't think it has as yet. So we'll look out for that. And moving on, the other things that are going on around Connect, of course, is there will always be a number of folks that are going there for the first time, possibly Twill listeners. So what would be your one tip, maybe each of us, in terms of you know, things to bring with you to Connect, or tips for how to deal with the week the best you can? So, Darren, why don't you kick us off with that?
Ooh. Shoes. Make sure you have comfortable shoes that are broken in, because you will be walking many, many, many miles. And I have a Fitbit this year, so I'll tell you exactly how many miles I've walked.
And Matt, what's your tip?
Couple. Go and read Andy Donaldson's House of Blog on the whatever we're going to call it entry. Andy, as a Lotusphere veteran, has some absolute gems of tips on there. As someone who visits from overseas, for anyone who's coming from out of the country, please make sure you bring a power strip. Disney hotels are atrocious for having only one PowerPoint available, and it is, of course, American. So whichever country you come from, bring a power strip that's compatible with your devices so that you're not hunting around for PowerPoints and adapters to charge everything up at night.
And US voltage is 110 volts.
Yep. Yes, things take four times as long to charge in America as they do in Australia.
And Per, do you have a tip?
Yes, I have. I think that since this was last year was my first time, I enjoyed talking to a lot of people that I somehow knew or know or maybe didn't know in advance. So go ahead and talk to people and say hi, introduce yourself, and expand your social network. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Hear, hear, Per. Absolutely. Can I just echo that one? There's nothing like going to Lotusphere as a first-timer and you wander around and you see names of people or you even recognize faces around the conference. Everyone loves talking to everyone. We are a really social bunch. Sorry for mentioning the word social. The Yellow community is one of the most tight-knit, friendliest bunch of people on the planet, and we all love sharing our experiences and helping people out. So if you have the opportunity to sit down and talk to someone, just do it. Just walk up, say, hi, my name is such and such. I read your blog. I read your tweet. I've got this issue. I've got this experience. Just share. Get social. Join the Yellowverse.
If you're in your hotel room, you're doing it wrong. And the only exception is if you're live naked tweeting VOGs.
We only need one person to do that, Darren. Don't encourage people. And Bill, do you have a tip?
Yeah, actually, this is my 16th Lotusphere, so
wow.
I'm very happy to be going again. And one of the things that I notice is, particularly for new timers, is they don't realize, for example, that a lot of the IBM sessions are done by the people who wrote the code. And those developers, when they're not speaking, hang out in the developer's lab. And then they realize this and they go in and they try and come up with something last minute. And so they don't really get to take full advantage of that opportunity. So my suggestion is between now and the time you leave, or if you think better on the plane, write down all your pain points that you have and take advantage of the fact that when the developers are not speaking, they have ships and are sitting in the lab. So come in with your list of questions, and or if you have a PMR that got stuck and you just haven't been able to get traction on it, they'll help you. And many times I've gone down there with a stuck PMR and we've had the whole thing resolved because they've been working on it while they've been in the lab. If nobody's talking to them, they've got time. And it's really what I think separates this event from other conferences, regardless of the technology, is that the developers are there and they're happy to talk with you. And so that's a huge, huge asset. Another thing is if you're coming in from overseas, and this is a newer event for you, do not try and rely on your mobile coverage from overseas to work here. Yes, they'll give you a plan, but it'll be very expensive. One of the things I've suggested to people who have asked, and I did blog about it in the fall, is GoSim. And they're just a great company to put in. And I've had some Australians who used it last year and spoke really highly of the experience. They'll give you a separate SIM card. They'll give you dual numbers with your country in the U.S. And it's really, really cheap way to go and be able to make calls, get data, and to do what you need to do while you're in another country. So
Sounds good. Again, I'll make sure Bill puts you know, details of that in the show notes, because that is really useful. I've certainly asked about that a number of times when I've been over to Lotusphere, so it'll be really good information to share. A couple of things from me. One is following on from what I think Bill and Matt both said about is make sure you've got pictures of your environment. If you're going to ask questions in the labs, make sure you've got Visio schematics that you can show people, because it just makes that whole explaining things a whole lot easier. Also, if you're coming in from outside the US, remember, certainly from a lot of countries, you need an ESTA, which is Electronic System for Travel Authorization, which is basically a visa waiver. Make sure you've got that in plenty of time, because you'll need that getting into the US.
And don't tell them you know me when you come.
Don't tell IBM you know Darren even.
As well, yeah.
And the last thing I was going to say is I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. The last thing I was going to just cover is in terms of a tip, it's just to make sure you make the best of every single moment at Connect. You know, it's an expensive place to go to. It's an expensive travel. So make sure you stay out late, you get up early, you go to the boffs. Don't waste a single moment when you're on site, because it's your only chance of the year. So as Darren said, if you're in your hotel room, you're doing it all wrong. So yeah, certainly make sure you make the most of every moment you have there. And one last thing, any hidden treasures that folks that haven't been to Connect before wouldn't necessarily discover? We kind of mentioned the labs. I think that's certainly something people should go and see. Anything else?
Bill mentioned Peekaboos, which took me years to find it.
So Peekaboos is downstairs in the Dolphin, isn't it? So as you walk back from the Swan into the Dolphin, you take a left as you come in the front doors underneath the fountain.
Past the ice cream place, yeah.
Yeah, and there's it's kind of a... Yeah, help yourself buffet place, isn't it? But it's open all hours? Is it 24-hour open?
Yes, 24 hours. Absolutely.
And when you
roll in... It too.
Yeah. Oh, it does? Are you sure?
Yes. They're not allowed to sell your beer after 2 a.m.
Oh, no. I was about food. I wasn't about food. It's you people. You Australians. One track mind. my point was going to be that when you roll out of kimonos at 2 o'clock in the morning and you forgot to have breakfast, lunch and dinner, and all you've had is Red Bull, then you need to go and get something to eat. And Peekaboos being down there, it's kind of hidden and you don't know it's there unless you've walked past it. And even when you walk past it, you don't know it's open unless someone sat there eating. So it took me a while to figure out it was there.
Yep. Any other hidden treasures?
If you're going to go to ESPN Zone on a Saturday, do it early, because there's always a massive line outside of there and I never end up getting in.
Yeah, it's always busy. One thing for me is the certification lab over in the Swan. It's always a good opportunity to get your exams up to date, if that's something that matters to you. That's typically over in the Swan, in the kind of middle of the conference rooms over there. And typically there's a discount, isn't there, on certifications you take at Connect as well. So do look out for that and you know, make the most of your opportunity there.
The first couple of 100 registrations are free. Jump on the website, wow. Line up for the cert lab. If you register before you get to Connect and you're within those couple of 100 users, I can't remember whether it's 200 or 500 tests, but the first couple of 100 tests taken at Connect are free. So if you need to get your certification up to date, there's an easy way that you can save yourself a few $100 by going and getting your exams done at Connect in the cert labs. Register early.
That's a good point, Matt. That in addition to that, what most people may not realize is they have right next to the cert lab is a study lab where you can go in and take practice tests and study before you actually take your exam, which increases your probability of passing. So they offer that as well for those that sign up.
Yep, definitely. And moving on from Connect, there's also some other news around the community, so let's quickly cover that before we end. Per, I know you're involved in OpenNTF, you're on the board there. I think the latest development contest has drawn to a conclusion. We spoke to Niklas about it back in the summer, but I think the winners have now been announced.
Yes, that's true. The fourth XPages development contest ended in early December, and the winners were announced sometime in December. And, number one, the winner was Thomas Adrian with his social intranet called IntraPages, which is a complete social application with wikis, team rooms, profiles, almost like a mini connections suite. Great work by Thomas.
Yep. Looks really good. And yes. I know there's been a lot of folks that have been asking for a Domino-based version of Connections for a number of years, and I think this goes a long way towards that. So
it's great pretty close. It is pretty close to it. And he just released a new version today, I believe.
Yes, 1.6 was released today. That's right. He's doing a lot of work on that application.
Yep, intrapages.com if you want to test it out. It's a free sign-up. It's a fantastic little app. And when you go and log in and browse through some of the features, you'll see a lot of the standard Domino stuff there. So if you're familiar with team rooms and wikis, there's all of that. And there is a fairly dark blue, not IBM. It's more like a bookie type color scheme feel that will make you feel right at home with the general look and feel of this application. It's fantastic.
Bookie as in bookmaker?
No, as in a certain Mark Zuckerberg created application that most people might be familiar with.
Okay.
Sorry, Per, we interrupted you. What were the other winners?
We had number two is Jesse Gallagher with his Forms and Use application, which is a browser, a Domino designer sort of in the browser. So you can create forms and use and edit them using your browser.
IBM really needs to hire him. Hint, hint, cough, cough.
Yes, and Jesse is available.
Yes, he is.
He's a great guy, a great XPaces developer. And number three is Jeremy Hutch with his MyPick application, which is an application for modifying avatars and uploading logos and editing them and cropping them on the fly before you save them.
Fantastic. And so all of those guys won $1,000, which is great. So yeah, thanks to the sponsor of the event. Was that V4IT again? Or Headersoft?
The contest was two parts. So the three winners that Justin and I talked about were for the open category. And then we had the IBM Connections category with two winners. And the winner was, the first place was David Marco and Stanislaw Marsalek with Notes, Mail, and Calendar for IBM Connections. So an application that you can use within IBM Connections to access your Notes, Mail, and Calendar. And number two is Rene Winkelmeier with a generic widget for Connections. So a generic view widget you can use to access any view within Connections. Any view in a database, Notes database.
Yeah, like the portal one that exists.
Yeah. It's fantastic that these folks have given up their time free of charge, given up their solutions they developed to OpenNTF. So congratulations to all those winners, and thank you from us and the community for developing this code.
And can you believe it's a fourth one? I was shocked when I read the show notes this morning. That's impressive that it's a fourth one.
Yeah. And thanks go to the OpenNTF board and Nicholas Hardloff and Bruce Elgort and so on for kind of pushing this along. I know in my time with OpenNTF that there was a lot of focus on getting these contests organised and committing budget to them and that kind of thing. And I think they're doing a great job to kind of continue to drive OpenNTF forward and get more folks developing for that organisation. So great work by all of them. And Per, thanks for bringing us up to date with that.
And the sponsors.
Yeah, indeed, to Headersoft as well. And Matt, you might have a in on this, but I know Adam Brown of ISW mentioned this morning that there's a new version of QDOS badges in the works that's going to support the mobile client as well. So you'll be able to get the information on kind of the rewards and recognition when you access Connections through mobile devices.
Yeah, this is a really good example of what you can actually do with pure IBM Connections development, and that's one of the things that I don't think Adam stressed nearly enough in his blog. This solution is entirely built as a Connections plugin. It expands on your Connections environment and makes heavy use of mobile kit tooling to actually bring the QDOS badges plugin for IBM Connections into your mobile device. And the guys who have been working on this at IBM, they're absolute legends. Actually, I might mention Andrew Walsh, who everyone might be aware of from Wildfire fame. He was our summer student a number of years ago. He's actually going to be attending... I was about to call it Lotusphere. He's going to be attending IBM Connect in a few weeks. So go and visit the IBM, the ISW booth at IBM Connect and have a chat with some of the guys who are actually developing IBM Connections native solutions, because it's a really interesting area to get involved with. And the work that the guys have done around integrating a plug-in with the mobile suite and then making it all native on the device, it's just fantastic.
Absolutely. I'm going to go and shake their hands because they've done such a fantastic job on Qdos Badges. Really, really great work. And one thing that you may not have heard of is, I would have thought most people who listen to Twill have by now, but just in case, is that the Note 9 and Domino 9 beta is available. So we'll have a link in the show notes to that. So if you haven't already downloaded the latest version of Notes that you can have a play with and run on your site, do get hold of that. We'll make sure that people, there's a link in the show notes you can follow. I think you have to register first of all, but you can then get in and download the code, and it is fantastic, as Darren said earlier on.
If you've got an IBM ID, you're in.
Brilliant. Okay, and finally we will come around the table and just ask for a tip from each of us. We obviously had a Connect focus tip earlier on. We're going to ask for a site, a feature, something at Connect, or something else that you want to recommend to the listeners of this podcast. So Darren, kick us off.
Something else. I'm all connected out. So the last episode, Stuart gave a tip about a password manager.
Yeah, 1Password.
Yeah. Well, I've been using a open source version of a tool that's kind of like that called KeePass for probably about 6 months. And it's absolutely genius idea. And it works on all the platforms I've tried on. It's a bit flaky to get it work on iOS, but with Dropbox, you can get it to work quite nicely. And it's completely free. It'll generate passwords for you. You can tell it what types of symbols and letters and what the maximum password length is, because still, strangely today, sites have a maximum password length, which has always kind of struck me as odd. But KeePass, KeePass, in the links in the show notes, very, very nice, works across a lot of different platforms.
Fantastic. Thank you, Darren. I'm going to look that one up as well. And Per, do you have a tip?
Yes, I have two quick tips. First one is I can highly recommend developers to have a look at the Domino Designer 9 beta and look into the features that is part of 9 and maybe begin using it, but at least have a look at the features. And yeah. And my second tip is to go ahead and try Intrapages, the winner of the 4th OpenNTF development contest and the one we just spoke about. But my tip is to have a look at the application. It's very good.
And my tip, one is to make sure you book your travel from Orlando Airport to Connect before you travel. There's the Mir shuttle, which you can get for a discounted rate of $30 this year. So make sure you book that or share a cab beforehand. So that's well worth thinking about. The other one is, if you haven't tried for a while to use the Connect mobile app, do give it another go. The Connections mobile app. It's been greatly improved over the last couple of months. There's been several new releases of it. We've already mentioned that the Qdos badges will be supported, but it also opens up almost any third party to customizing Connections and making that available to mobile devices on iOS and Android. So give that a try if you haven't in a while. Just go to your app store and search for IBM Connections and you can download it from there. And I've missed out Matt. How could I have done that? Matt Newman, what's your tip?
It's pretty easy to miss me out, mate.
never. Go on, give us your tip.
If he's not there hugging you, you just forget about him.
I was slightly worried to see you tweet for the new year that you're going to give more hugs in 2013.
I think that's a pretty good resolution, mate.
It's a mathematical impossibility.
Sorry, we're stopping you. What's your tip?
Keep an eye out over the next couple of days. So hopefully by the time this tour is published, maybe before Connect, a couple of us have been working on a replacement for Ben Lang. I can never get his surname. How do you pronounce Beng Langrichtis?
Ben Lang Hendricks.
How Bill said it.
Yeah, what Bill said. But I over the years, Ben has done a fantastic job on the session database, and a couple of us have put together an updated one which will allow you to do things like browse it, add stuff into your calendar, and that will also publish a mobile version of the site which you'll be able to get access to on your mobile device, and hopefully alleviate some of Darren's concerns and tweets that he's been putting out there in the last week or so.
And I think IBM's effort looks really nice. It's just missing a couple of key features like finding by session number, for example.
Or even browsing by time slot.
Yeah, or even put on your calendar. But still, it's a good, you know, this is the first ever Kinect, and this is the first time IBM's ever done this, so it's a good first effort. It's just like you said, it's not at the level of Ben, whatever Bill said last name. Because we've all got used to that. We've used it for years. And, you know, I remember when the Turtle Partnership did it on the BlackBerry, and then it did it on the iPhone, and it did it on Android. So we've all had it for years. And I think it has a lot of features that you just expect. And I think IBM maybe should have looked at that before they did this.
Yeah, look, the biggest one for me is actually being able to browse through, have a look at a time slot, see what's in the time slot that fits in with my interests and the areas that I need to improve on in my own education, and just clicking it, hitting add to calendar, and then having my lovely Lotus Notes client pick that up and sync it out via Traveller to my mobile device, which, by the way, Stu, I will be joining you with a Nokia device as of tomorrow.
Ooh, Windows Phone. I'm assuming Windows Phone 8?
A tiny little 820, courtesy of Nokia Australia. They're going to send me one out to test out because they've heard that there might be some new IBM Traveller software on its way for Windows Mobile.
You never know. They've certainly talked about it enough times. So, yeah, for those that aren't aware, I'm running a Nokia 920 at the moment. So for those people that are very, very worried about my health.
What colour is it, Stu?
It's white. It's white.
Oh, let me get this right.
The great Apple fanboy Stuart McIntyre is running a Windows mobile phone.
I am. And to its credit, it hasn't blue screened on me yet, so it's done better than my previous Windows mobile phones have.
That was like mine. You can take Windows out of the computer, but you can't take the crash out of Windows.
Yeah, so there'll be some blog posts coming in terms of how I feel about my 920. So look out for those over the coming weeks.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't. No, courtesy of Nokia. So yeah, we're giving it a try. I'm trying to retain an open mind and not curse it too much. But certainly there's some things it does very well. Particularly, I love the way it congregates all your social data around around a me page and around other people. So you can just look up somebody in your address book and it tells you everything they're doing from a social perspective, which is just awesome. But there's certainly some downsides as well. So I'll let you know on that in future.
So do you have the Windows 8 Windows Mobile adverts with Jessica Alba in the UK? Because if you do, I could see that being the reason.
I haven't seen them. We've got the Microsoft Surface one, you know, where they click the keyboard to the thing. But I haven't seen any Windows Phone ones. So, yeah. share the YouTube
far
link.
Down in my opinion, it's not funny.
Have you played with a Surface?
I have. Never in a million years will I go near a Surface.
I've got a Windows 8 full Lenovo Twist tablet, and it is the most frustrating piece of crap I have ever had my displeasure to use. And that's not Lenovo, that's Windows 8.
I just put my hands on the Surface keyboard and typed a few characters and then lifted my hand off the keyboard and walked away.
Fantastic. You know, maybe we should have an entire episode of Twill in future weeks all about our experience with Microsoft mobile devices. I think we could share quite a lot of information. Maybe not in a positive way, though, but we'll see.
Fantastic. Constructive feedback, Stuart.
Indeed. It should always be welcomed by all vendors. That's what I say.
We can point to IBM, and it's not only them we beat up on.
So thank you all for taking part in Twirl this week. We've gone off on a bit of a tangent here. Thank you so much for taking part. Let's go quickly round the table. Darren, how do people find you?
blog.darrenduke.net for the occasional tsunami of tweets, then months without tweets, then another tsunami of tweets. Blog posts, I mean. And then Darren Duke, all one word, to follow me about the resurrection of the kangaroo. We found it this weekend. So the Roo will be at Lotusphere Connect / whatever it's called this week.
Awesome.
And Matt, how do people find you?
MattNewman.com for recent or frequent blog posts about how fantastic IBM Notes is. And MattNewman.com or Matt Newman on just about everything else. LinkedIn.com/in/MattNewman, Skype Matt Newman, Facebook Matt Newman, about.me/MattNewman, so that you can click the really, really short link that'll take you to my Greenhouse account where you can connect with me.
Fantastic. Thank you for taking time out and staying up late for us, Matt. Do appreciate it. And Bill, how do people find you?
Well, I use BillMal.com and on Twitter it's BillMalter, but that might be a bit tough for people. So on my blog, just click on the Follow Bill on Twitter link. That will take you right to my page, as well as on LinkedIn, /IM/BillMal, and find me there as well.
Awesome. Thanks for taking part. And Per, how do people find you?
I hope you can hear me, Stuart.
Yeah, we can.
Good. I'm Per Lausten at Twitter, and my company site is phlconsult.dk for Denmark. And I have a blog too that links from the company site.
Fantastic. Thank you all for taking part. Congratulations again on your IBM Champion Award. Very richly deserved. And I hope you all have a great time at Connect as well. Thank you all for listening and also for your comments on Twirl. We always appreciate them, whether by Twitter or on the site. My name is Stuart McIntyre. You can find me on Twitter at Stuart McIntyre or on the blog stuart-mcintyre.com. So until next time, this was This Week in Lotus. Bye for now.
All opinions expressed during this podcast are those of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of their employer.